Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started. Welcome you guys to this week's episode. We are going to get into the best and the worst jobs that we have had. This includes crappy, part-time, college, and high school jobs and stuff like that. We are not counting internships. We have decided that. But like temporary jobs that are at least stipended or something can count.
If you got paid, you had scheduled hours, etc.
Yeah, that's kind of the gist of what we're going with. Otherwise, Safari For You would totally win for me, my internship in South Africa.
This isn't a time to talk about your internships. Should we start with the best or start with the worst? Probably the worst, right?
Girls, I don't know if you know this, but I had lots of jobs.
I feel like I know.
Many jobs. But all those shitty low-life jobs I had throughout college did not compare to the shit I found when I actually went into my career, when it was all supposed to be better.
Oh, no.
So, yes, my worst ever job was my first job out of college. Well, not technically, but technically. My first physical therapy job, working in an outpatient center called Cora Physical Therapy in Poinciana, Florida.
Can you call them out?
I'm calling them out because no one should work there. And I'm telling all these people listening right now, do not work there. Okay? Do not work for this company. I owe them nothing. So, and they cannot sue me because they didn't give me severance pay.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you quit.
Apparently, severance, I didn't quit, I resigned. But apparently severance pay is to keep you from saying bad things about a company that you're leaving. Whoa. So they didn't give me any of that.
I thought you just got it if you got fired.
I mean, that too, but might have the ulterior motive of so that you don't go, yeah, don't work for them, they fire you, blah blah blah, I hate them. But anyway, I don't care, don't work for them, please. And however, I do see them on social media and some clinics seem normal, so maybe it was just my region. Anyway, there I dealt with it all. I dealt with high demand, low pay, unsupportive leadership, poorly trained leadership, hostile corporate mindset that was put upon us, and yeah, just everything. And I got burnt out real quick, along with most of the rest of the staff. And it really didn't have to do with the pandemic, even though it happened during the pandemic. Basically, there were 9 therapists that I worked with when I started there, and 0 of them are still working there. And in fact, they only now have 2 full-time staff members at that location because it just went shit. So it wasn't just me.
It was also your boyfriend.
Yes. So, I don't know what else I should say about it.
That's okay.
Any pros about the job?
I mean, it taught me how to handle a lot and work under pressure, which I was already pretty good at, but I did get to see a lot of variety of things, and it helped build foundational skills as a PT for sure in that regard. And that I saw a little bit of everything, but I also only treated a little bit of everything because we didn't have time to treat a lot of anything, you know? So the quality treatment was not there, but the basics were there. I just wanted more. Like, even job aside, like all the logistics of the job aside, I wanted to be a better therapist than I could be with that clinic model and that the way that clinic functioned. Like, I wanted to be the therapist I dreamt of in school and not the therapist that had to fit into the really tiny box that they were trying to fit us into. So I would have left even without all the poor management and benefit related stuff, you know, like all that. Like, I would have left anyway, but I might have lasted a little bit longer. Yeah.
I just thought of a job that all 3 of us did. I don't know where it fits on the ranking scale, but Girl Scouts.
Does that really count as a job?
No, not really a job. I mean, you win trips or prizes, depending on how much you sell. Not really a job, but we're out there at the gas station at Walmart early in the morning, hand warmers in your pockets, and cookies.
Those days sucked. Like, there would be like a few cookie booths of the year that were like, okay, this is fun, my friends are here, we're gonna like go to dinner after this, like, mm-hmm. yeah, we're getting snacks, you mm-hmm. know. And then like some of them were just like 30 degrees.
Where's the next girl? Time
we to start have to shit. Stand outside because the store doesn't want us inside.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what?
I like the mall shifts because the cookie storage room, we got to go in there, so we felt like we were going behind the scenes at the mall.
I don't even know. Ugh, I hated that. Hated it.
I liked it, but I was competitive, so I tried selling as many boxes as possible. But I'm not sure you could win anything like trips. I think one year I sold like a lot and I got a stuffed bunny.
Well, it wasn't that
the, like, top tier prizes.
Yeah, like you could win stuff, but really your troop was getting the money that you were earning from cookie sales, and then they could use it to like fund a camping trip or fund some other activity. So the more you sold, the better stuff you got to do in Girl Scouts.
Yeah. And my best friend like came up with a song for us to sell cookies, sing while we're selling cookies, which mm-hmm. doesn't really work anymore because a lot of the cookies have changed out and cookies are no longer $3.50 a box.
Yeah.
So expensive now.
Yeah, $5 a box. And also different places have different names. So the song might not make sense at all.
Yeah.
Like we use the peanut butter patties, caramel delights instead of Samoas. Yeah. So we have different names. Who wants to go next? Say their worst job. McKenna, do you want to go?
My worst job was the part-time job I had while I was working on my master's. I was a server and bartender at a chain restaurant, because no disrespect to the chain. I'm sure it's the same at many chain restaurants too. But I just felt we were always short-staffed the entire time. And yes, it was COVID times too. Like, I started working there June 2020, and I stayed till May 2021. But I just remember thinking the entire time, like, I wish I had just gotten a part-time job elsewhere. And then my dad and my little sister were like, or at least Serena, way more so than our dad, was like, you can't leave. You can't be a job hopper. Like, you have to stay there, not get a new job. My dad's like, give it 3 months, then you can go like find a new job. But I just stayed with it.
Well, because people can see if you quit a job and it's like, oh, you only worked there for a few weeks and you quit, why?
Yeah. And I also was still trying to get a regular job in my field, so it's like I don't want to like get a new job then have to leave that one after 2 weeks too. So I just stayed on and I stayed on. I stayed on, and they were, especially over the summer, they were always like over scheduling me, which was super annoying, which was part of the reason I wanted to leave at first. And one time I had like a class at 4:00, and they sometimes have us do like extra things like rolling silverware or scooping butter or something. And I was like, hey, I have to like leave because I have my class. But they didn't, they were like, no, can you scoop 2 trays of butter before your class? And I was like, I have to like leave right now. I told you guys like when I started my shift, why didn't you like make sure I got it done earlier? And so I missed my class. Really? Well, I was like the first, I got home like 15-20 minutes after it started, which was really too late to join, so I missed it. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
There was a high turnover right there. Tori was saying at Cora, lots of people coming and going, and like a wide age range of employees. And like, yeah, like we got along, but I feel like none of us are really like the best of friends. Like there were a few people like best friends like that, but it was mostly just acquaintances. I never hung out after work with any of them. It didn't feel like camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I think I probably got closest to my manager, who is a great manager, but we also, the general manager for the place like switched over while I was there, the regional manager switched, and like all the different areas like under the general manager in the restaurant, with the exception of my favorite manager, they all changed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I don't know, it was just really gross. And like a lot of the customers were either older generation families who were trying to get a like cheaper meal, so they wouldn't really tip well, or they get like all the cheapest items too, or like teenagers who usually don't tip well. Serena said she would go and she would tip well whenever before my time.
We would tip the amount.
Well, they would like order the cheapest things that they could and hardly tip anything. Mm-hmm. Not always, but it just wasn't. And sometimes it was so slow. Like I always brought a book on my shift and I would just sit there and read. Mm-hmm. I'd be so bored.
Yeah. But sometimes it's because maybe a future employer will ask you, like, you know, what was your least favorite job and why? And showing that you stuck it out until your end point, like, you know, until, you know, you finished your master's or you got that other job, can say a lot about you and your work ethic. So even though you may hate that job, if it has an end point, just reach to the end point.
Go ahead, Bean.
Okay. My worst job was also at the same time McKenna's in summer of 2020. I worked at Publix, a grocery store. I worked in the produce section, so I was stocking produce. Yeah, like it wasn't like a terrible job. It paid decently well, like much higher than the Georgia minimum wage. But it was a lot of physical exertion. So, you know, lifting bags of potatoes and boxes of apples and, you know, heavy things, putting them on carts, moving them, restocking them, going back, just keep doing the same thing all day. I wanted to do part-time because I wanted to make sure I still like enjoyed my summer with my friends and everything. So I worked 35 hours a week, which is like the max part-time, but then that didn't include a 1 hour like mandatory lunch break that you had to take. So I was really there for 40 hours a week. So that was a little annoying because then I was pretty much there like all day for a full work day. But, yeah, 1 hour I would just sit in the break room, like eating my packed lunch. Like, this sucks. It's so boring. The people were fine that I worked with, but it was summer 2020. So like we were short staffed. And then they always like higher up managers or whatever would constantly come in and criticize my managers and be like, your section, like it looks bad. I mean, I didn't hear them saying these things, but they would say things like that. And I was like, I mean, first of all, it's not that big a deal. It's fruit and vegetables. Like nobody cares how it's stacked. They just care that they have access to it. And then it's also just like, we're also short staffed. So what can you expect? Like if that thing's looking a little empty, you know, we can only do so much at one time. But no, it was fine. And it would like when it wasn't busy and then you were just like stocking fruit, it was so satisfying to have all the lemons like perfectly tilted, all the stickers turned in. Looks beautiful, and then someone comes and like grabs them from the bottom and they all turn and all the stickers are showing. You were not allowed to let stickers show ever. No stickers. They would like sometimes the manager would come over and be like, can you do a sticker check? And that would just mean like turning all of the stickers that were showing and all of the apples and fruit and everything. It's like, oh my god. But yeah, and pretty much all of your work is like solitary, you know, like you're not working with someone else really. There are other people in the section, but you're not like working with them. But all of them were like nice and stuff and, you know, trained me okay and everything. But yeah, it wasn't my favorite job. I only worked it that summer. Yeah, it was whatever, not my favorite. Okay, Tori, next.
All right, so a few of my other jobs that really stood out, but not the best. We saved the best for last. Let's see. Well, I did work at Whole Foods. Mm. And I loved it there. Like, the people, the atmosphere. I learned so much about environmental eating and sustainable food and all these things. And it was really cool. And like they took pride in kind of educating the staff on all of that, which was really cool. And they really like took care of us. We had a lot of like team member appreciation, catered food in the back all the time and stuff. So like super nice. And the discount was great. The whole time I worked at Whole Foods, I get all my grocery shopping at Whole Foods, because with 20% off, it's pretty much regularly priced groceries. And I mean, it was also like the only grocery store that was not a mile away from my apartment in Boston. So, you know, walking a mile with groceries is not fun. So it was pretty sweet. Plus I got like free stuff at the end because I was closed. Mm-hmm. Get to take home any leftover smoothies. So I had this kale apple smoothie like all the time.
Good. I'm so jealous.
I should have worked there instead of
that somewhere. So yeah, it was great. It was perfect.
Oh shoot, I said my restaurant.
We can cut it out. It was like a block from my house. Oh, so good.
I'm so jealous. My grocery store, we had to throw away all like the food that was about to expire, even if it was still good, it had to be thrown away.
There was some stuff I think they had to from the bakery. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do any, like we weren't allowed to take home baked things, but I think they tried to send some of it to like a food bank kind of thing in Boston. Cause I mean, as with a lot of cities now, there's like a service that will come pick up prepared foods to take to like shelters and stuff. So they would do that. So we didn't get a lot of the like bakery or prepared food leftovers that they could sell. I think they couldn't even give out like hot stuff to them because it would like pass through that temperature where bacteria could grow or whatever.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because it has to be either hot or cold. It can't be in between.
Oh.
It could be like bad then.
Interesting.
But I think they would try to give what they could and then we could take home some stuff. Yeah. It would just be like all of, like we would all go clock out and then we'd come back up through the front and it would just all be laid out. Oh, we'll take that. Yeah, that was great. What other standouts? I worked at Unleashed, which is basically the Whole Foods version of Petco. That was great. Also learned a lot about dog nutrition and pet nutrition. Mm-hmm. I got to see lots of doggies. I learned a lot about training dogs. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Yeah, people were great. Oh, and then my other big standout was I was a barista on the beach in Australia. So literally the cafe I worked in was like on a pier over the water, like in a small pier, not like a big giant pier thing. It was on a little pier hanging over the water, super peaceful. And I would just open it in the mornings, which was super, I don't know. It was so peaceful to like be at the beach at like 6 a.m. and just quietly opening a cafe with a couple other people. And people would trickle in after their like morning workout on the beach. There were a bunch of old people classes do stuff on the beach and it was just so cute because it wasn't an area that got a lot of like commuters or anything stopping in for coffee. Like there would be a few, but it's kind of out of the way for that. So yeah, the mornings were just really nice and quiet until like 9 o'clock or so when the moms are out for breakfast, you know, and meeting their friends. But yeah, that, and then I would finish at like 2 or 3 and just go to the beach. It was great. And then yeah, I worked in the mail room at school. I was a proctor for residence halls. I was a data entry clerk for physical therapy department for a long time. Which was the fucking easiest job. That and proctoring. My God, I just got paid to watch Netflix and study. Like, both of those jobs. It was great. And occasionally enter data. But wipe people in.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you've had a lot of jobs. I mean, you've had your co-ops.
Yeah, my co-ops. I was a rehab aide at 2 different places.
Mm-hmm. There's more?
I feel like I had another work study job that I'm forgetting. But yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of them overlapped. Like I always had work study and another job pretty much during school. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, McKenna, you want to name some of your others?
The nightclub that I worked at in Athens, La Bar, Jerseys. It's now 1785. They thought they would upgrade with the name change, but they didn't. Everyone knows it's still Jerseys. But yeah, it was just, I mean, working at night is the best time to work at college because it's the only time, at least I was free. So like everyone, we were all around the same age. We all got along. We were all college kids. not all UGA, some other schools. And then like our general manager was a cool guy. And also I met my boyfriend of over 3 years there. Mm-hmm. So great times. Then I don't know. I also worked in like the VIP suites at the Sanford Stadium at University of Georgia. And like for the not just football games, but also basketball games and gymnastics meets in the Coliseum. And then Disney, that was so great. One thing that Disney had that I loved, because we still had all the camaraderie and stuff, but one thing they had that my position that's in the best spot doesn't have is like a hard end time. Like this is the end of your shift and that will be the end of your shift unless you like request an early release and go home early. But I liked having those like structured hours with structured breaks too throughout the day, every 2 to 3 hours depending on how long you worked. That was so nice.
Yeah, and Tori had a job like that too in Disney. You forgot that one. Oh, never mind. Aren't you gonna talk about your like current career?
Oh yeah, currently I work at a hospital. It's pretty great too. Pretty chill because I'm starting my own business, so it's an interesting time for me financially.
Follow her on TikTok at @Virgo_PT and Instagram
in the description box. Okay, so Dina.
Okay, I've only really had two other jobs besides my best. My first job, I was a server at a local restaurant. I really wanted to work here because when I was like a freshman in high school, I was like, this is where the cool people work. So I want to work there one day. And I made my dreams come true.
You did, girl.
I did. It wasn't great because it's, you know, a local place. So it wasn't very organized. Like it wasn't a chain or anything where it would seem like it would be more organized. But people were fun. The shifts went by pretty fast just because it was a busy restaurant. Yeah, it was all right. The hours weren't what I like in particular. Like sometimes I'd be there till like 1 or 2 in the morning. And we had a smoking bar, which wasn't like, it was attached to the restaurant, but it was all like closed off, but you could still smell it, get the wafts, which was so disgusting. And then my second job, which I currently have, I've had it since freshman year of college. And it's my work study job, but I've had it this whole time. And I work at the dining hall, or one of the dining halls. And the only reason I really wanted to quit, well, I need the money, first of all. And second of all, I get so much food from there. I'm just working one shift a week. I get all of my fruit. I get all of my bread, my almond milk. I always get a salad to go. I'll get a big thing of cereal and just snack on that throughout the week. Tea. I get all my tea from there because they just have, you know, tea packs. I take everything that I possibly can without looking suspicious. So I save a lot of money. Like literally they just keep the bananas by the door on your way out. So I just grab a whole thing. No one's ever said no. I'll grab peanut butter.
Technically you could go to the dining hall and get that much food. You're just getting it spaced out.
Well, I don't have a dining plan anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, no. Yeah, when I could go to the dining hall all the time, it didn't really matter. I was just there for money. But now that I live on campus, but it's an apartment and I don't have a dining hall plan. So I save a lot of money. And it's like easy. Like I can listen to my AirPods depending on what I'm doing that shift. Or why do I say AirPods like that? Don't be such a tool. I just listen to my headphones like my whole shift. So it's super easy.
Do you still make pizza?
I do. Sometimes they move me to a deli where I make people sandwiches so I can't have AirPods. Don't be a tool. Where I can't have headphones in because I have to talk to people, but it's all right. No, it does. It does the job. Okay.
I forgot. What are you done soon?
No, I'm good.
I forgot to mention my tutoring job. I do online tutoring. It's fine. I like it. Sometimes the kids I tutor in science and math. Sometimes the kids I tutor make me worry about the future of the country. Very, very much. Sometimes they're rude. One like a month ago, didn't respond at first, like when I first sent a message. So I just chose like this prescript thing that's like, hi, if you don't respond within the next few minutes, I'm going to have to end the session and move on to another student, like move on to helping another student. And this person, this, it's like, it was like a third, no, it was a fifth grader. So they said, I'm in fifth grade. Yeah. So they typed like random letters and then they're like, how's that? And I was like, okay, what questions do you have for me today? And then she just wrote, bye, bitch, and left. I'm like, you're in fifth grade. And like, I Snapchat that to everyone. But sometimes the kids are super like smart and they like are fast learners, and or like you find a way that like clicks with them to teach them, and it's so satisfying. But sometimes it's just like they just don't get it. There's not always like it's not always easy to get scheduled hours, because it's like a minimum of 5 hours a week. And if you have a scheduled hour, then like you get paid for that whole hour as long as you're available or tutoring someone, and then the rest you make by like floating. So during your non-scheduled time you log on, but you only get paid, and the hours only get counted when you're actively tutoring someone. So like during scheduled shifts, sometimes it's super slow, like on Saturday nights, and I can like kind of just, you know, meal prep or watch like something on Netflix or YouTube. But I also have to like always have my laptop right by me, always make sure it's not falling asleep, and like because like at any moment I could get a request. Mm-hmm. So it's like I have to take my laptop into the bathroom with me.
very nice.
I think we all have one shared honorable mention that we didn't mention.
Yes,
mom.
Yes.
It's like you can't really count that as a job because we didn't have like scheduled hours, or she would have liked us to.
Or technical pay.
But. Or technically pay. Well, we lived in her home. We got chocolate. But yeah. We would help mom, especially if she was about to do like a show and she needed a lot of help with like packaging and everything.
She's or we a would chocolatier.
Help. Oh, yeah. She's a chocolatier. And then, sometimes we would go to the shows with her, and so
yeah.
One time she sent me and dad to a show while she did another, and it was like so funny.
Oh goodness, yeah.
But it is cool to say we make chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do know how to make chocolate. Mm-hmm. Don't use a stove, use a microwave.
Yes.
And always bring the temperature back up, because on baking shows a lot of the times they bring the temperature up and then cool it, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. And most of them don't bring it back up to temperature.
And don't yell at us saying that is just a travesty towards your French ancestors or whatever for using the microwave. I don't care. It's so much easier than using a stove and doing the glass bowl over boiling water. Garbage.
Less risky in many ways.
Literally. And you can do like so much more, I feel like. I mean, if you're just doing stuff like the quantity of mom does and whatever. Anyway, yeah, honorable mention. Not really a job, but okay, who wants to say their best first? Yes,
we can keep the same order.
Okay, you know, age.
All right, so no surprise here, but my best, most favorite job was working at Walt Disney World. Yeah. I worked at the Emporium on Main Street, USA in the Magic Kingdom. I got to watch the fireworks every night and sing along. I worked with great people, always happy and positive. And yeah, I mean, I loved that job. I loved stocking more than cashiering. It was great, even in spite of bad hours and low pay and a long commute, because listen to our DCP episode if you want all the tea. It takes a long time to get to where you're clocking in, but overall, it was just... I mean, it was Disney. Like, the perks far outweighed the bad. I worked usually like from dinner time until 3 or 4 a.m., but I didn't care. I could go to the parks on my free time. I'd go to parks before my shift. I'd go anytime. And it was just a lot of fun all the time.
I can second that.
And although there are weird guests and bad things you have to deal with, a lot of Karens. They're like, you ruined my Disney vacation. I'm like, yeah, okay. the fact that I don't have this sweatshirt in a large ruin your vacation. Really?
It's ugly anyway.
But I got so many steps in on those shifts, man, because the Emporium is long. And like, if a guest asks you for something, you have to go find it. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, try. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I remember that we're out of that in the stock room. You have to go to the stock room. Mm. One of our big stock rooms was downstairs from the store. So I was constantly going up and down these steps to the big stock room, or like walking from one end to the other, because there's a stock room along like each room of the Emporium. So you might be in the far end and have to go to the stock room on the opposite end, and lots of walking, but you know, kept you busy. and then not only that, but then you go find the thing for the guest, and then you have to go find the guest again. And you're like, ah, and you're like, okay, I left them here, they're not here, where did they go? Well, and they're like in the next room, they're like, oh, I figured you'd find us. Rude.
Do you see how many people are here?
Right. I'm like, okay, what if you just walked away? I don't know.
You think I tracked your magic band?
Right. It's just, and yeah, they ask you silly questions. I've gotten, where's the castle? We're literally on Main Street. Like, I don't know how you missed it walking in, but it's right over there.
Yeah.
Or they're like, where's the other castle? I'm like, there's one.
California? Like,
yeah, there's one at Epcot, right? And we're like, no. Mm. There's a giant ball there. And they're like, no, not that one. Oh my God. We're like, I mean, in the World Showcase, maybe something looks like a castle.
There's like a little beast castle in the back, and a little,
I mean, yeah, we said that, and they're like, no, little Eric, no, and Amy, that a castle, it used to be here. We're like, no, there's no castle.
The birthday cake castle.
But yeah, and you get asked like, when's it gonna stop raining? I don't know.
Look at your phone.
Yeah, exactly. No, they think we're like controlling the weather. Like, they literally think Disney World is like that on top of things.
Yeah,
I was at Mission Space, some of the people there also worked at Test Track, and one person had like a couple come up to them like super serious, because I mean, when it rains, Test Track's closed. So, and they came up to him, and he's like, when are you gonna put the bubble up? And he's like, oh yeah, the bubble, haha, like the bubble everyone always thinks that Disney built over Disney World to like protect it and like control its weather, because that was like rumored that that was an idea of his. So some people think it actually happened. So they're like, when are you gonna put the bubble up? So he started like acting like they were joking, and then they're like, no, we're like, when is the bubble going up? And he was like, there is no bubble. We do not control the weather.
Like, welcome to Florida, bitches.
Also, why would they ask you about the weather when you're working and you can't be on your phones to check the weather, but they can? It's like right in their hand. Yeah, that's so dumb.
Your phone's probably dead.
Or they ask me, they're like,
get a portable charger.
They're like, why did the fireworks get canceled? I don't know.
Wind,
lightning. Like, I didn't decide that.
Yeah.
Or they get mad at me when on a night, like, because I always worked through the parties, like the Halloween parties and stuff, and there were no fireworks for regular guests on those nights, only during the party. And they get all mad at me because they're like, no one told us that there's no fireworks today. We wasted our money on a ticket to Magic Kingdom today because you close at 6 o'clock unless we buy a party ticket. I'm like, yeah, you should have planned your trip better. This wasn't a hidden fact.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the calendar. Mm-hmm.
That is a downfall of Disney. It takes a lot of planning. Yeah. It's not just like Six Flags where you can show up any day.
Anyway, enough about my favorite job. Working for the mouse was the best thing no matter what. And
the rat.
No, the rat king.
He's being a little rat right now. Everything's so expensive. Everything costs money.
At least he's hugging people again.
Yeah.
As of April 18th.
Or 2 ago, they started with real meet and greets again. So I had to go hug Mickey.
It's okay. Just a random person.
Anyway. Shut up. There's only one Mickey Mouse.
In each park.
No.
There is only one. As the socks I wore to work earlier today say, there is only one Mickey.
Oh, that's creepy. Anyway, go ahead, McKenna.
Okay, well, surprise, surprise. My favorite position I've had, because it's not a job, is at the Georgia Sea Trail Center, where I'm doing a year-long full-time service with AmeriCorps in the Husbandry Department at Georgia Sea Trail Center. I forget everything I said before that. I mean, the turtles make it so worth it. Two of them were released today. We had a gopher tortoise and the box turtle released, an Eastern box turtle. And then last Friday, we released our two adult female loggerheads, Margo and Jeannie. And I started crying when they started carrying Margo to the ocean. But then she didn't move for a while. And she was just like, what's this? It's been almost a year. What is this?
This water's dirty.
My last memory of this place, not so great. Do I want to go back in?
Oh, she's traumatized.
No. But she, you know, after, you know, some splashing and some gentle pats from the vet, she went in. Same with Jeannie. But I mean, it just seeing that happen, it just makes everything so worth it. Cause we start by 8:30 for sure. But we can finish anytime between like 3:30 and like 7 o'clock at night. Like and we get one scheduled break. I mean, like, you can pop a snack in your mouth real quick in between, like before or after lunch. But other than that, like, there's no like break, and you like feel kind of guilty if you sit down for like 5 minutes and just take time to yourself, unless you're like feeling lightheaded or something. But it's just like, I like having breaks. Or at least like, we don't even have like a scheduled time to go to lunch. It's just whenever we finish the morning task. So I don't even know, like, should I pop a snack now, or am I going to be out to lunch in an hour? Should I just keep working? So that's like the hardest part about it. It doesn't help that the center is short-staffed either. But these past few days, we've been in and out fast because the veterinarian hasn't been in. But I mean, we get at least probably on average 2 days a week in the treatment room with the veterinarian. So we're basically acting as like the veterinary assistant, which is so cool. It's so much fun. I really learned so much from the veterinarian. And yeah, just learning skills, even though they're not all like the most pleasant things for my future career, I am so thankful for this opportunity. And even though like it's just a living stipend, like it doesn't pay well. I mean, the turtles, they just make it all worth it. And the birds, we also have birds. Yeah, and like we all, like all the other AmeriCorps members, we all get along so well, especially the people within your department. Like we're so tight knit, and it's so nice. And we went through like kind of a rough patch with some of the staff members, but now like things are getting a lot better. It's all my first, you know, paid position in my field. It's definitely not where I would want to spend forever, because I really want a place with like, at least you'll be done within a half an hour of this time or whatever. Usually on time, but like, you might have to stay 30 minutes late sometimes. Like, I get that, but like, never knowing what is gonna happen when,
but at least like you're in a situation where you don't frequently have like somewhere to be necessarily after work, and you're all your people you hang out with are kind of in the same boat. So like,
yeah. Because I go to tumbling class on my weekends, which are Monday, Tuesday. And we also get opportunities to, like, volunteer with the research or conservation departments if we want. So I did, like, dawn patrol with the research department twice. And I'm scheduled for a night patrol shift way out in June. But night patrol is, like, what you want to go on to see potentially females laying their nests, which would be so cool. I'm still here in June. It'd be so cool. But yeah, lots of pros, lots of cons. Every job's gonna have pros and cons. But overall, I mean, I'm there for the animals. So, and seeing some stuff that like I learned in school, like water quality, applied in real life, was instead of just reading about it over and over and over again in like textbooks and papers, was cool. It was cool. Cleaning pumps is not cool. Water quality, cool.
Goodness.
Sorry, B.
Okay. My favorite job I've had so far was one I had this past summer, and I'll be going back to it for a month this summer. And I actually worked a few shifts in January because I was out there for 2 weeks, so might as well. But it was working at the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory in Crested Butte, Colorado. Oh my God, it was so much fun, made so much money because it is a tourist town. So, and like a lot of rich people live there because it's in, you know, or they have like their cabins there that are really 10 bedroom mansions. But so they always tip, and they tip pretty well considering that we get like a paycheck and don't need to be tipped. And if not, people just usually leave a dollar anyway, which is still awesome. But the town is just stunning. Crested Butte, it's the wildflower capital of Colorado. So just wildflowers all summer long everywhere. So pretty. The coffee there was amazing. If I worked a morning shift, and those shifts you didn't have to be in until I think like 9 or 9:30. So it wasn't even like really early or anything. Like it was pretty chill. I would head into town a little bit earlier because I took the bus from Gunnison. I lived about 30 minutes away, which, yeah, I couldn't drive, but also I saved money on gas, and then I just read while I was on the bus, so it was no big deal. I got through my book a little more, which was nice, but it was just so nice. It was such a pretty town, and like the customer interactions are so fast, which is really nice. Like you don't have to, like, it's not like being a waiter and you have to be nice. Not that you have to be nice, but you have to deal with them for over an hour. It's like 30 seconds each person. Go, go, go. Give them a smile. They'll give you a dollar. Awesome. And it was really nice. I worked with a lot of like younger people. A lot of people were in high school and everything, which didn't bother me. I still feel like I'm their same age, so it didn't really make a difference to me. But no, they all worked and they're all fine. And then I had access to chocolate. You weren't allowed to just like eat whatever you want. You could only really have like one snack a shift, but I usually took home a caramel apple because those only last for so long. And I would split it with my roommates, and it was awesome. And if you did the morning shifts, you would just like be dipping caramel apples and helping people as they came in. And like Tori was saying, it's just so peaceful opening it up and playing your music. And it's so nice. Such a beautiful town. Loved it. Can't wait to be back there. Like I'm like excited to go back to work there. It's so nice. And my boss was cool. She would, if she was ever there while we were there, she would like buy us lunch. Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I mean, there were definitely like some annoying customers, some annoying coworkers who weren't doing something right and whatever, but it was still pretty cool. I liked it. It was very nice. And like the hours weren't crazy. Like the latest I would get home would be midnight. But that's because I had to take the bus. So that was me taking like the 11 o'clock bus home. But yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Really liked it. Really fun. Beautiful town. Easy job. Easy money. Delicious.
Very nice.
All right. Quiz time.
Sure. I'll lead the quiz. This week's quiz, which you can find the link to in the description if you want to take it along with us or after us. This quiz will reveal what your career should actually be. And cover letters are not required to take the quiz. Very nice. So first, pick a TV show to talk about at work. The Big Bang Theory, House, Master of None, Breaking Bad, Midnight Diner, Tokyo Stories, Better Call Saul, Mad Men, Insecure, Grace and Frankie. I'll probably do Big Bang Theory because that's like the genre I typically watch.
The only show of these that I've watched is The Big Bang Theory, and I watched season one of Breaking Bad, and I did not like it. So I'll do Big Bang Theory.
I'll do Mad Men to change it up.
All right, now buy something with your first paycheck. A beach ball, some good wine, club clothes, a basic tee, toys, a suitcase, a lamp, a book or some throw pillows?
I'm gonna go with some fine wine.
I'll do a book.
Serena wants them clear clothes.
I was just saying that. I was like, I could use pants. No. I think I have plenty. Oh, I don't know. I don't need any of these things. This is weird. I'll do a book too.
All right. How will you spend your first vacation? Visiting the pyramids in Egypt, trying out some Peruvian restaurants in Lima, going to a music festival in Iceland, going shopping in Miami, surfing in the Caribbean, learning a new language in Hong Kong, visiting museums in France, visiting Tokyo's Disney World, backpacking in Kenya. I want to visit Tokyo's Disney World so bad, so bad. And they're about to build a Toy Story hotel, and that's my boyfriend's favorite Disney movie. So it's just like, it's gotta happen. Especially since they already have their like Super Nintendo World at Tokyo Universal. Gotta make it happen.
I'm gonna go to France.
Oh, I'll do surfing in the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Depends.
My roommate is Jamaican, and she said it's Caribbean because they're, and you can remember it because they are the Carib people.
Well, I didn't realize that Jamaica represented all of the Caribbean.
Well, she represents more than we do.
Okay, okay. Next.
Okay, pick a sport to get into. Biking, judo, tennis, running, swimming, gymnastics, soccer, basketball, volleyball, gymnastics.
Yeah.
I wish I played on like an adult rec soccer league. That does sound fun. Like, I was not good at soccer growing up, but I think I'd be decent, you know, with fellow coworkers. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Or friends.
All right. Choose the word that best describes you. Objective, descriptive, builder, creative, focused, lively, determined, argumentative, analytical. Determined.
Choose a word that best describes you. Descriptive. What does that mean?
I don't know. You like to use a lot of details. You're detail oriented, maybe?
I'm going to choose argumentative. But no, just, I also just constantly have arguments going on in my head, you know? Like I'm preparing for battle.
Yeah. I get that. In the shower,
choose descriptive.
What do you
don't
think
be a that troll means, Tori?
what
do you think that means, Tori?
I mean, I feel like it could be like you like to tell a story, you're a little creative,
there know, is a creative
detail oriented.
Okay,
yeah,
I can see that.
All right. Finally, where do you prefer to spend your weekends? In a bar, in a library, the office, in a lecture, in a concert venue, visiting loved ones, a classroom, in a construction site? That combined with builder makes me feel like Bob the Builder is an option for results. In a soccer field.
Where's the stay at home?
I know.
Also, why'd they say in a lecture and in a classroom?
Why would you be at a construction site? Or at school?
I don't know. Visiting loved ones. That's as close to home as you can get.
I'm going to say.
Lady looks like she's in the hospital.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, does that not mean going to your friend's house?
I'll go in a concert venue. Oh, shit.
McKenna?
Oh, Tori, you read yours first because it's on the screen.
No, you didn't say what you chose.
I didn't?
For the last question.
Visiting loved ones.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got chef. You're inventive, precise, and passionate. All the traits required to be a fantastic chef.
I got physician. You know, there's nothing more than taking care of people. Nothing more what? Satisfying? Fulfilling? I don't know. And that is the very best way you can put your brains to the task. Okay.
I got engineer. Your natural interest in how the world works means you'll nail big, ambitious projects easily. Oh, I didn't understand what that meant. It's like, I'll nail big what?
Maybe you should have stuck with the major you applied to colleges with.
Well, the first sentence makes sense. Your natural interest in how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
For scientists.
And I know there's nothing better than taking care of animals. Not people, but animals.
Awesome. I feel like mine was pretty accurate.
Yeah, you could be a chef.
Creative, precise, passionate.
If you learn to clean up after your mess, you could be a chef.
Oh, hush you.
Tori would always be like, if I did the cooking, then I do not have to do the cleaning. And I was like, did you have to use 8 pots and pans to cook all of this?
Yes.
No, you did not. Okay, that's it. Bye. Thanks all for coming. Right.
Thank y'all for listening. Do all the things like comment, rate, review, download, subscribe, blah, blah, blah.
Follow on socials.
Check the description list, yeah, for our socials. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.